Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
The old NFL draft kicked off last night in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And pretty pumped about that because I'm tapped into sports.
Yeah, so you are.
Super tapped in.
I was glued to it last night. I was really into it. So I think Vegas went first, if I recall.
Yeah.
Took QB Fernando Mendoza.
There you go. I was going to ask who went first.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
What college was he at again, Jer?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Perfect season, Indiana.
Was that what it was?
Yep. Yeah. Sure, there we go.
I know the Jets went all in. They didn't mess around. They got edge rusher David Bailey.
Look at you.
He's pretty solid. I think the Cardinals took Jeremiah Love, too, if I recall. I've been tracking him for years.
Running back out of Notre Dame.
Good guy.
Really good.
Since I'm pretty tapped into everything sports-related, over the past few weeks, in honor of the draft this month, we've been doing our own fun little JKJ draft here at Mix 100. We've done your celebrity best friend draft. We've done the appetizer draft. I know chicken tendies went pretty quick in that one. So this time around, we're going to do our self-care draft. If you're going to be drafting three types of self-care, what are they going to be? And I believe, Katie, you get to go first in the first round here.
Oh, I'm on the clock? What?
Yep,
okay, so I am picking first something that completely settles my soul, makes me completely at home, and I could just be in there for hours, and that is take a bath in my big fat garden tub.
That's pretty good.
And read a book. I'm talking like chapters and chapters. We're in there for hours. The book may fall in the water. We're still reading it. Like, it is one of my favorite things to do. And again, I could spend 3 to 4 hours in a bathtub. So that's self-care all day. That's
human
self-care.
Stew.
Yeah. Sign me up.
All right. Relaxing in the bath.
With a book.
With a book.
Has to be with a book. Because you can't drop your phone in the bathtub. That doesn't work as well.
No,
that makes you sad.
It's close to toaster right there.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that. That'll electrocute you.
All right, Josh. Let me play your little sound here.
All right, Josh, and the first overall pick for him, I have my whole playlist that I have created for 5 or 6 years now of chill music. I throw this on, and I just listen to this playlist, and that helps me calm down if I ever need to. It relaxes me. This is a list that I'll go to sleep to.
That's pretty good.
I love this playlist that I have accumulated songs over years now, and I'll throw some AirPods on and just fall
asleep. That's good self-care.
It.
Just listening to music you love. It brings you down. You enjoy it. It's relaxing.
Yeah. Always in a happy place.
It's your
every single time.
And Maxin playlist.
it's literally my chill music
That's
playlist.
Chill, bro. Bad day at work. Chill.
Yep. I love it.
Put some Inya on. All right. My turn.
She's in that. Okay, she's in that.
Is
Sorry. She,
what?
She is.
Inya's solid, you guys. Okay, I'm diving deep. I'm going to Silence Tech here. And what I like to do is just get places early and sit in my car in silence just for a few minutes. I think that's good self-care.
That's my favorite.
When you're going to an event, I know Josh does it here at work. He sits outside for about 45 minutes just to gather his thoughts
crying,
before he comes
actually.
in. And I think it's just good to be alone with yourself, gather your thoughts, push out all the bad juju and bring in some good juju, and then you're ready to take on whatever event, activity, family activity that you are heading into. Get there about 10 minutes early and just make a hiney-ho in your car.
I can do this. Silence. I can do this. Put on the smile.
So that's coming out from Silence Tech today.
That's
all right,
great.
Katie, let me play you your little song.
My
second
pick
round,
number
go.
Two.
Yep.
I am on the clock. Okay, and I know that TLC gave us some very sage advice back in the 90s, but I'm not following it. I'm going to chase waterfalls all day.
Oh,
I'm
going
to chase waterfalls. You know that's one of my favorite things to do, and we're seeing a theme with my picks here, all water-related, but studies show water, the sound of water, seeing water, all of it improves your mood, improves your mental health, improves your overall
liquid
health, and it is immediate. Like, the effects of water are real, so I will go out and chase waterfalls. I actually just went to a new one not too long ago at Alberta Falls up in Estes Park.
Beautiful.
So I'm a big fan. It fills my bucket every time, and yeah, that's a good pick. I know that's a good pick.
That's a
pretty darn solid for self-care.
It's,
Katie's so into the sound of trickling liquid that she'll follow me into the men's room and stand behind me while I'm at the urinal.
That has nothing to do with water.
It's so
though.
Serene.
She whispers in my ear and everything. We are in the middle of the self-care draft with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Josh.
Yeah, with my second overall pick. Kind of like Katie a little bit, but I have been running and walking for years now, and I love it. But I am adding someone to this. My girlfriend, we do a little evening. She calls it her hot girl walk. A lot of girls do that.
Yeah,
it's an evening walk to wind down while the sun is setting. Absolute favorite thing.
Yeah,
I love it. It calms you down. And there is a whole science behind this with circadian rhythm that if you watch the sunset and get that sunset in your eyes, it will make you more tired so you're not staying up throughout the night. By far my best wind down self-care thing. I absolutely love it. And I'm adding my girlfriend in with that. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Hot girl walk.
Hot girl walk.
Hot girl walk. I didn't know we were calling it that, and I like it.
I absolutely love it. I go on my hot girl walk every evening. I love it.
Cute. All right, my second pick. This is coming straight out of email state. What you do at work if you're kind of down in the dumps, a little self-care action at work. Take that email signature that you have at work and put a fake title on there. Oh. Much like what I do at work, I have Director of Awesome on my email signature. And no matter what, if you're having a bad day, you're kind of bleh about work, every time I send that damn email out and it says Director of Awesome, it just makes me smile.
Aww.
So I think the key to self-care is make up a title for yourself at work.
I like that.
I like that one, too. I may make up my own title
also. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It does say Director
of Awesome.
Queen of
Business.
Yeah,
yeah. Mine says Jeremy, on-air host / Director of Awesome.
Yeah. That's so great. That brings a smile to my face.
That is good self-care action right there. All right, we are in the middle of our self-care draft today in honor of the NFL draft going on this month. This is the third draft we've had this month, actually. We did the appetizer draft. We had the celebrity best friend draft. But today, it's all about the self-care. Now, round one and two already happened. Katie said sitting in a bath with a book and then chasing waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Josh said, I'm going to throw on my chill playlist and go on a hot girl walk.
Yeah.
I said, sit in silence in your car and make up a fake job title on your email signature.
Both solid picks.
All in the name of self-care. But we're going to dive into round three. Katie, you're up.
Okay. So I've told you about the term menu stocking before, but something I'll take it a step further, something that makes me feel really good is when I scroll eat, and that is scrolling on food videos to find my favorite meal, right? But then I go one step further and I make that meal. So I'll go to the store, I'll get everything I need for said meal, and then I'll come home and I'll make it. Now, usually this is on a weekend because takes a lot of work. So, but it makes me feel so good when I see something on social media, I bring it into fruition in my kitchen, and then I eat it. It makes me feel like I accomplished something. And so that's a good day for me. A good day when scroll eating and I win and I'm champion. So,
scroll eating in the name of self-care.
So much fun.
So good.
All right. I saved my absolute favorite for last. And I don't know if it actually, I mean, it's got to be self-care for me personally, but it is when I finish a job or at the end of a long day or anything like that, and I just get to crack open a cold Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is my favorite drink.
It's good and nice. It's my favorite thing. It's my little sweet treat. Katie, I know you love your sugar.
Yes.
It's my sweet treat. I have been obsessed with Dr. Pepper my entire life. I know it's not necessarily healthy. Not necessarily. It's not healthy for you at all.
But all those flavors.
That's my self-care. I love it. Yes.
There it is.
I love it. It makes me happy. And it's something that I look forward to.
It just made all of us happy, Josh.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. So good. All right. My third pick. Oddly enough, mine is food related as well.
Okay.
All in the name of self-care. Go into your fridge. Grab a bag of shredded cheese. Go to your cupboard, grab the taco chips, and just stand there at your kitchen island and put shredded cheese on a taco chip and put it in your mouth.
That's it. That's all you need.
I love it.
You don't have to melt it or nothing. You ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
All in the name of self-care.
Absolutely.
And maybe slight depression.
Yeah, sometimes you take a pickled jalapeno and put that on top if you're really feeling froggy, like just assemble nachos right there on the counter.
If you do it with your shirt off, it's even better. But yeah, I've been known to dig into the sharp cheddar, shredded sharp cheddar, just lay it on top of a tortilla chip and shove it in your mouth.
And you're really taking care of yourself if you take your shirt off.
And all your cares just disappear. And you're like, damn, I'm classy.
I love that.
All in the name of self-care.
So good.
There you go, guys. There's your 2026 self-care draft, courtesy of Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.